that music is a little bit low, but that's all right. We have somebody, Patrick Juan, this is somebody I really love talking to. Of all of our correspondents, I find him one of the most interesting. And what we're going to talk about today is that Patrick was attending a concert in Hollywood, Florida. Is that correct, Patrick?
Yes, it is, Sally. It was at the Hard Rock Casino, Macy Gray.
Okay, now what made you go to that? Do you go to Macy? Are you a big fan of Macy Gray's?
Actually, no. It's a friend of the support band is the Brand New Heavies, and I love their music. And
one
of my best friends sings in the band. So I went out to see her sing, and then, of course, she was supporting Macy Gray.
Oh, okay. Isn't that funny? Yeah, I once went. We're having a problem with the way the thing is clicking, so if people just give us a little time, we'll make it work. It was a tour, right? She was taking a tour?
Yeah, in fact, that was the kickoff of her U.S. tour, a 30-day tour.
Okay, now what shocked you?
She's an amazing performer. Macy Gray's an amazing performer, and I've never realized how talented she is. And she finished with her typical hit right at the end of the show. And for her encore, she says, I'm going to do a song by John Lennon from, 30 years ago, which is still true today. And so I'm thinking, oh, okay, she's going to do Imagine.
Yes.
And then she starts to sing Woman is the Nigger of the World.
Which is not one that's played very often.
Well, I remember the song, but I hadn't remembered the song. And my friend that was singing in the band was standing alongside me, and she's 24, 25. She's never heard the song before. And we were both blown away because the whole crowd was sort of stunned because you wouldn't expect to have the closing of a concert, Woman is the Nigger of the World. And the way that she sang it the way that John Lennon first sang it, and then she did her own version of it. And there was just so much power in the way that she sang it, and it really did feel to be true still today because of the words.
30 years later, right?
It's actually 35. It was 1972 that it was released.
Give me some of the Lennon lyrics.
The most powerful ones are, we make her paint her face and dance. If she won't be slave, we say that she don't love us. And that's... What John Lennon was talking about, and it's funny, I don't know whether he was inspired by Yoko Ono, but what he's talking about is how men try to dominate women, how they fear her, with the men are generally, and we still are today, threatened by women's beauty, her intelligence, her freedom of expression, and overall, or most of all, her sexual expression. That's why they're saying, we
Patrick,
want her
are you
to
married?
Look... Sorry?
Are you married?
Nanette is proposing to you, Patrick.
One of our anchors.
More than you'll definitely want to propose the second time.
All right, go ahead.
Here is the other part of the song that's very powerful. We make her bear and raise our children. Are you ready for this, married ladies and mothers? And then we leave her flat for being a fat old mother hen.
Hello.
So there's, so despite all the movements for female empowerment and freedom, many men are still dumping their wife or girlfriend for a younger woman. And here it is. John Lennon wrote about this 35 years ago. So how far have we really progressed?
Well, talk about hip-hop music today.
Yes, this is very interesting because we really haven't progressed. We think we have, but we haven't. Hip-hop music says that a woman who has numerous sexual partners is a hoe, she's a whore. But of course, the man, when he conquers many women, he's idolized, he's powerful. And if he's not a stud, well, it's cool for him to dress like a pimp. He's a pimp daddy. But what is a pimp? A pimp is a guy that manages and lives off and makes money off prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they promoting? Hey, it's cool, guys, to use your women for sex to make money off them. Okay, the average guy's not going to go out and become a pimp, but what they're saying is, guys, it's cool for you, but it's not cool for women.
That's right.
Now let me blow you away here by telling you, I lived in West Africa. I lived there 3 times, 6 months at a time. And even in West Africa, the culture is exactly the same, where they still believe that if the man sleeps around, he's the king, he's great, he's powerful, he's a stud. But if the woman sleeps around, she's a slut. In West Africa, and I'm talking back in 1993, 1994.
So it's all over the world. But that's why it's not going to do any good, because hip-hop is ingrained in today's culture so deeply that it will not be erased. But there are people who have been complaining about hip-hop culture, and saying, you know, people ought to take a look at the use of the word ho and the use of the N-word and all of that.
And you know what? I was talking with a producer from The View, and we were talking about doing a segment on this.
Right.
That women also betray women.
Yes.
Because it's the women who are going into that video. Yes, men are making money off it. And yes, it's the concept comes from men, because all of fashion and media is geared towards the pleasure of the man,
yes,
not the pleasure of the woman. But women have, the only way it'll stop is, and it comes down to women. And I'm not blaming women, but I'm saying women can accept a lot of responsibility and make a huge shift. Women have to say, no, we're not going to put ourselves in these hip-hop videos and dress in and move in this sexual way to please men.
But you know why they do that, Patrick, is they have no sense of their own power or their ability to take care of themselves. And so what they try to do is make themselves pleasing to those in power, i.e. the men.
That's exactly what John Lennon was singing. And that's something that I talked about in a couple of recent magazine articles, where music videos portray the successful or ideal man as one who's surrounded, adorned, served, and worshipped by lots of beautiful women.
Well, with the guy wearing the pajamas from Playboy, that's only three. He doesn't rate too high, does he? But then he's 109 years old.
But now that he's like nearing 109, he is thinking of settling down with one woman.
Oh, really?
Yes.
At 109?
Yeah, well, whatever.
Enlightenment,
yeah.
Enlightenment.
Well, you know,
how
it takes
wonderful.
Time for some men. They say men mature more slowly sometimes.
See, there's no way to take that hip-hop culture out of today. It is so today that people dress like it for today.
But if you notice too, Sally, something that's very interesting, it's like women wearing tighter and tighter clothes and the men are wearing looser and baggier clothes.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? It's like the roles have reversed. The men are almost wearing the dresses, you know, their pants hang down. And I know there's a movement in Atlanta. Some politician in Atlanta is trying to ban, you know, the wearing of pants with the belt right around below your bottom. You know,
right.
Showing your boxer shorts. But I really believe that the movement has to begin not just with a man like me saying, wake up, but it has to come from women to say, stop this. Women, look at yourselves and realize that you have much more to offer the world than just your outer physical beauty. Stop trying to get more and more plastic boobs and more tummy tucks and liposuction and look inside yourself. Because when you're doing that, you're saying your only value is your exterior value, it's your beauty, which will fade. And all you're doing is falling into the propaganda, the sales pitch, the lies, which have been perpetrated by men to control women, which says you are here only to please us.
Well, you know, I'm somebody who has talked in front of groups for 40 years. And I would say that at least 30 years ago, there were women who were activists. They were writing books. They were being interviewed. They were saying enough already.
Right.
We can not only be equal, we can take away the glass ceiling. We can do this. We can do that. Today, I must tell you that in the past 10 years, I haven't met any group of female activists. None.
That's a good point. And unfortunately, when it began with Jermaine Greer, who, if I recall correctly, was Australian.
Yes, loved her.
It was a pendulum. She had to go to the extreme to try and swing back to the middle. But now we're not even in the middle. Now we've gone to the other extreme, where women are playing into the opposite of Jermaine Greer, where women believe my body must be perfect. Instead of trying to be healthy, they're just trying to look good. And looking good doesn't equate health. And that's the problem. Women have to start it. Women have to say, no, I'm not going to do this.
But
no, I'm not going to let you.
They're not going to. This is an age of wimp women. And I got to tell you, if you say anything that makes you sound like a dirty word, feminist or an activist, you are going to be torn down, not only by men, but by women real quick. I've made activist statements that you've got to stop doing this. And they say, we shouldn't listen to our husbands who are supporting us. Jesus wants us to. That's why.
Well,
now,
yeah,
you go fight that.
They've twisted it. They've twisted, you know, and religion often plays into this. So they twist it, and they think the whole concept is that man is meant to dominate and control women. And, you know, I've got a book, Finding God, Spiritual Strategies to Help You Find Happiness, Fulfillment, and Inner Peace. And there I talk about the history of religion. And I also outline very clearly how it was Tertullian, who was recognized as the father of the Western Church, he and Augustine castigated all women, and he said that all women are evil temptresses, and they're an eternal danger to mankind. But who was it that, who was the one that went against God, if you follow the Bible? Satan. Satan doesn't have a gender, but of course he's often portrayed as being a he, Satan he. And so it's just amazing how religion has used this way to dominate women. And even aside of religion, female genital mutilation, Sally, that's, you know, where female clitoris is literally cut off, is still happening today. There's one documented case from about 2 years ago in the U.S. There's documented cases in Britain, and it's still happening around the world, obviously in Africa. And it doesn't relate to religion. It relates to culture and the continued belief that man must dominate women, and they use women as objects, and they try to deny her sexual pleasure, sexual arousal, sexual desire, so that the man can control her. She won't stray the relationship, or she won't sleep around. Or when it comes time for her to be married, she's worth more money, because in certain cultures in Africa, they have what's called a bride price. You pay money to the bride's parents.
Exactly.
That's not the same as a dowry. It's the actual opposite. It's saying you pay money to the bride, you pay money to the bride's parents for the bride.
You know, Patrick, you're talking to us on radio. All American radio is geared to men. All.
Well, and sorry, hold on.
And I can
all media is geared towards men, right, with the exception of maybe Lifetime and Oxygen.
Yeah, but not as much as radio is.
Really?
It is really shocking. If you've done any kind of a study on it, it's that the music, which is what occupies most of radio, is male-oriented music. It's that there are male...
Well, that's true, yes. More people listen, more men listen to radio, more women listen to TV, so maybe the more women watch TV. So maybe part of the movement has to come through television.
Well, yeah, it really does, but they won't hire anybody who they consider, since they're male-dominated, they won't hire anybody they consider trying to attract women. That would be too much of a feminist...
But what about The View? What do these women do other than talk about Iraq? What are they doing?
I don't know that they're really discussing women's issues or taking a strong stand. They can't. They'll lose their female Midwestern religious listeners. So they're not stupid. They got to keep alive. So that's what they do.
Well, you know, if I was going to play into...
It's pretty bad. I got to let you go, Patrick.
All right, it's been a pleasure, Sally.
Thank you. PatrickWannis.com.